The Lord be with you.
A hearty welcome to the scholars of St. Paul Lutheran School from Hamel, Illinois, my own home congregation. Deaconess Fredrickson, back there in the back, teacher Candy Esch, and also teacher Johnson. We are blessed to have you guys here with us today. They will be leading the psalm and singing for us during the service. The order of service is Matins, and it's on page 219 in the front of the hymnal. Page 219, please stand.
O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. Thus is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, come, let us worship him.
Thank you.
A reading from Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you all already preached the sermon, really. That was exactly right on. But just 4 little points to bear in mind. In this story, Jesus is actually giving all of us a sneak peek at what he came into human flesh to do for human flesh. And not just for human flesh, but for this world itself. He came to make your flesh shine with the glory of God, just like Daniel prophesied in the last chapter of his book. But even his clothes gleamed like the light, because he came to make this whole creation new and shining with the light of God. And secondly, Jesus gives this sneak peek to his disciples because of how he was going to bring it about that your body and mine would one day shine. You see, Jesus would do this. He would glorify, transfigure creation by going to his cross to lift off from you your sin and shame and to bear it himself, so that you could be clothed in his brightness. He goes to his cross so that you may have access to his Father, and that the Father may look at you, each one of you, and say, "This is my beloved child." He goes to his cross to give all of that to you, even while being denied access himself, so that he cries out in terror, my God, why have you forsaken me? Thirdly, Jesus is not alone. Moses and Elijah are there. You reminded us they stand in for the prophets and the law. And yet, there's more. They're also standing in for the people that we call dead. And it's a reminder to all of us that Jesus, in his presence, death doesn't stand a chance. Where he is, death is overcome and life is given. A promise of the resurrection to come. And lastly, heed the Father's words. What the Father said that day to the three, he says to you. He says, listen to him. And I think then that you better pay very close attention to the next words out of Jesus' mouth. Because those words are, have no fear, arise. And that is indeed what he will say to you on the last day. He will call you from the grave. And he will say, I told you it was going to be great. Look at this glory. Look at you. Look at this world. Have no fear. Arise and live with me forever. For all of this, we give glory to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by joining in hymn number 413. Please stand. 413.
Wondrous type of vision fair of glory that the church may share, which Christ upon the mountain shows, where brighter than the sun he glows. With Moses and Elijah nigh, the incarnate Lord holds converse high, and from the cloud the Holy One bears record to the only Son. With shining face and bright array, Christ deigns to manifest today what glory shall be theirs above, her joy in God with perfect love. And faithful hearts are raised on high by this great vision's mystery, for which in joyful strains we raise the voice of prayer, the hymn of praise. O Father, with eternal Son and Holy Spirit, bring her one. We pray thee, bring us by thy grace to see thy glory face to face.
We continue with the Kyrie, page 227. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, mercifully bless the Christian education of your children in the parishes of our synod, that they may grow in your fear to the praise of your holy name. Bless St. Paul Lutheran School and all other settings in which our children are brought closer to you. Restrain the activities of the evil one who would seek to undermine these efforts to provide for the spiritual growth of your children. Help us to regard our schools as gifts from you. Give joy to those who teach, and give them the privilege of seeing the fruit of their labors. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, look down from heaven. Behold, visit and relieve your servants, Alan, Jan, Maggie, Matthew, Paulette, Larry, Grace, Cole, Lindsay, and Mary, for whom we pray. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy, and give them comfort and sure confidence in you. Defend them to every danger of body and soul, and keep them in peace and safety. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Giver of every good and perfect gift, receive our thanks today for the measure of health you've restored to your servant Sharon. Grant her constant joy in your presence and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You may be seated. Let us give a hearty welcome to the good folks from St. Paul's. Terry, I believe I'm right in saying this, that St. Paul's is the only Lutheran school in the greater St. Louis area that uses classical Christian education as its model. So if you want to learn more about the trivium and grammar and logic and rhetoric, come to St. Paul's tomorrow in the morning. At what time? 9 a.m. It's not so far. I drive it every day. Really a fascinating bit about how classical ed works. I think you've seen the fruit of it and the way the children participated in the service today. You all may be dismissed to go up to your KFUO interview, and I'm turning this over to Christian.
Good morning.
Morning.
On behalf of the Office of International Mission, and at the end of National Lutheran Schools Week, we have an introduction to make and an opportunity to honor one of our missionaries. I'd like to introduce to you Donna Meyer. Donna began serving with the LCMS as a homeschool teacher for one of our missionaries in Africa, spent some time there homeschooling two of the families there. She also spent time in Indonesia and most recently in Papua New Guinea and has now returned home. And so we want to take this opportunity this morning to thank Donna for her service, for the time that she has given to God's children around the world, and for all the work that she has done. So Donna, thank you so much. Two things I want to make sure that I point out. One, I would invite you all to join us for a reception in the Commons immediately after this. And also this afternoon at 3 o'clock in room 326, 327, Donna will be giving a presentation about her work, and I would encourage and urge all of you to make the time, come join her and hear about her work. So again, Donna, thank you very much for your service, and we're glad to have you back. So, thank you all.
Thank you. Go in peace. Thank you.